The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed in the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MB Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome to MD Radio episode number 56. It is Monday, April the 5th, and I hope everyone had a very happy, happy Easter Sunday as I celebrated my 7th annual wedding anniversary, 7 years. With that being said, we're going to welcome back to the show our NPC liaison right out of Pittsburgh, PA, coming on the heels of a 7.2 earthquake here that rocked the foundation in Baja, California, just south of me about an hour. Mr. Gary Udit, what's going on, Big GU?
Sean, how are you?
I was rocking and rolling this past weekend, man. 7.2 and there's like no casualties. It's amazing. What the hell's going on?
So you felt that?
Dude, I was at the Pelican Resort Golf Course with the family there doing the whole Easter deal and overlooking the Pacific Ocean, and, man, water started flying out of the pool, and people came running out of the cabanas. I'm like, what the hell? I thought the world was coming to an end.
Man, that's not good. I was there way back when Lindsay had the USA in California. We used to stay at that Bayview Holiday Inn, you know, in Santa Monica.
Right.
I was on the 10th floor for that one, my man. That's not good.
Yeah, man, when it's rough, you know, you see Haiti and you see what went on down there, and, you know, was that Peru was the other one? Was it Peru or was...
It was awful.
Yeah, I mean, these earthquakes and stuff, it's just like the end times, brother, so you got to be prepared and on your mark. Hopefully you had a great Easter Sunday, but we're going to roll it right along. We're rolling into the weekend, the April 10th weekend, the Ronnie Coleman Classic, where I'm emceeing the show, and the Big Nasty will be in attendance. We're going to have contest promoter Brian Dobson come on in a little bit. But, Gary, what's been going on in the NPC? You've been asking for a couple of weeks. What do we have to look forward to? What do we miss?
This weekend, we got a light schedule this weekend, but then in that following weekend, you know, we're going to be down in Orlando for the Orlando Pro Show, and things start to pick up speed then. This weekend up in Minnesota, St. Paul, is the Gopher State Classic. Chris Bongiovanni puts that on. And down in Florida in Pensacola is the Panhandle Showdown and the Pensacola Championships. That's Russell Meese and Ty King put that on. It's always a great show. So it's light this weekend, but then things start to pick up speed next week in Orlando. Are you going to be down there?
Yeah, I'll get out there on the 17th, and we're going to see the second annual Orlando Pro Championships, the Europa Pro that our nice friend down there, Ed Parizo, puts on. It's a crazy event. But we don't want to be remiss. We don't want to look back over what this past weekend we had. The Steve Stone, the late Steve Stone, God bless his heart, the Metropolitan was combined up there with Steve Weinberger. They had that classic going on where we saw Sean Andros win the overall in the men's division. And Nicole, I know I'm going to butcher this name, but I think it's Borigiano, Italian it sounds. She won the women's bodybuilding. And the overall figure was Elizabeth Earhart. And, of course, in the fitness, our fitness champion there was Sue Dent. But, you know, it's great to still have some type of recognition for Steve Stone, all he did for the sport of bodybuilding, and Steve Weinberger up there keeping that alive for him.
Yeah, we still miss him. You know, it's amazing to be at the pro shows and even the big national shows and for him not to be there. But, yeah, it's nice that Steve carries that thing on with his name on it.
Yeah, and over the weekend we also had, in concert with that contest, we also had the New York Mets with the Pro Fitness competition up there. Did you get any wind on what's going on with the Pro Fitness event?
No, I didn't see who won that event, Sean. Did you see the results on that?
No, again, I was, you know, caught up with the 7-year anniversary and all of that stuff. But, you know, we can find out all about those results on MuscularDevelopment.com. We had our people there covering the show with Zero Limits as the title sponsor for the New York Metropolitan. So all the interview stuff with Rodney Roller, it's all on MuscularDevelopment.com. But, yeah, I'll be catching up with the guys out there in Texas this week, and I think I'll be running into you at the Europa show there in Orlando.
You bet. I'll see you in just about 2 weeks, Sean. See you down in Orlando, buddy.
Right on. That's Big GU, Gary Udit, contest promoter and NPC judge. He'll be putting on the North America's coming up later in the year, as well as the Masters, Teen, and Collegiate Championships right there in the heart of P-Town, Pittsburgh. But let's move on into our next guest, calling in from Metroflex Gym right out there in, what is it, Arlington, Texas, I believe. Is that in Arlington out there, Mr. Brian Dobson?
Yes, sir, it sure is, Arlington, Texas.
Yeah, I've not been there. I've been all over the world, but I've not been to that gym, and it's amazing. It's taken me in my eighth year of retirement to come out there and pay a visit. What's going on this weekend out there, brother?
Yeah, we're just getting ready for the Ronnie Coleman Classic. We've got more athletes than we've ever had. I believe it's going to be a record for NPC Texas competitions. We're going over, looks like we're going to have over 200 in the NPC figure fitness, bikini and bodybuilding. You know, the floodgate on the bikini really opened up this year. We only had about 25 last year, but we got about 80 this year, I believe.
Yeah, well, as an MC, what can I expect? You're talking over 200 competitors. Is this going to be a long night?
No, I imagine we'll cut her down, you know. you know, we got our state chairman, Lee Thompson. He's used to running big shows. We'll have it done for you down to a reasonable amount, I'm sure, by the time you get, you know, have to get up there and take care of these.
Yeah, well, it's not about me. You're also going to have a strongman competition, I believe.
We have a strongman contest. We have a pro powerlifting. They're getting about $10,000 worth of cash and prizes. We've got people from the whole world coming to that because the poor powerlifters never make any money. So these guys are, we got some coming from Europe and Australia and some other far distant locales I'm not exactly positive on. We've got a USA Arm Wrestling Tournament, and we even have the Canine Country Iron Dog Weight Pull Challenge, which is, I'm really looking forward to that because I think it's going to be a big crowd pleaser. People see those dogs pulling their hearts out.
I know, realize
that we're not as tough as we think.
I know Pro Wear Straps is throwing their hat in there, sponsoring and helping out with the event as well.
They're going to do they're sponsoring the Deadlift for Reps part of the powerlifting.
Yeah, I know Alan Thomas does a great job supporting the sport. Are we going to see the Big Nasty? Will Ronnie Coleman be in the house?
Ronnie Coleman will be in the house. In fact, Ronnie has worked out every day here back at Metroflex for the last 2 weeks. And, I mean, he's looking pretty big again. I mean, actually looking real big. And
Brian, you'd like him to be there permanently.
He did cardio Friday night for about an hour.
Yeah.
And if I'm up here answering the phone and checking all these emails, I didn't get home till about 11 o'clock, and Ronnie was still squatting at about 9:30 when
right.
I left that night. He mentioned before he left.
He mentioned
and
he might
which,
be trying to
you know, I got to think he's something's up his sleeve. He's up here training on a Friday night, late at night. So
he mentioned he's going to make a comeback.
That's how it used to be in the old days, so I don't know, man.
He
won't admit nothing. You know, I keep getting on him. I go, man, let me train with you. Let me train you. Whatever. We'll get things going hardcore again. And, you know, he just smiles like he always does and kind of laughs. And
we had him on not long ago, and he mentioned a comeback. I mean, ideally, if Ronnie's coming back to the Olympia stage after this time away, the marriage, the world tour, the retirement tour, now he's talking about coming back. Would you like him to be in that gym? I mean, to make a serious comeback? He's pretty much
got to be. Yeah, it would be. It'd be awesome to have him here, you know, getting after again. I mean, you know, he won every Olympia he won, he trained here. When he started training at his house, that's when things went south, you know.
Well, in his absence, you've had the big, bad Branch Warren come into prominence and get second place at the Olympia and serve notice this year, placing third at the Arnold Classic. What can we expect from Branch going? Will he be jumping up on the stage, guest posing at all this weekend?
Ronnie, I mean, yes, Branch will be our featured guest poser. And
I heard Andy Hammond might jump up on stage.
He's in good shape. You know, he was knocking out back today. He did about 35 sets in about an hour and 5 minutes. I mean, he knocked it out.
Is his wife going to jump up there too, Trish?
I don't think we're going to have time for her to do a routine, but, you know, we got to congratulate her on that second-place finish over the weekend. You know? So
yeah.
We're very happy here. You know, we're so blessed here at Metroflex with all our great athletes we've been, you know, privileged to have here, and it's good to see Trish getting her just rewards nowadays.
Well, Brian, where can people go to find out last minute if they decide they're going to come out and represent? Where can they go to get tickets or any contest information?
Well, I actually handle every ticket order personally myself. They can call me at 817-465-9331 for advanced tickets. We've already sold out all the reserve seats. you know, we still got a general admission left. If you're just going to wait and buy them at the door, I would definitely get there early. You know, by last year, by 6 o'clock, the show started at 7. We did not have a seat left in the house, and Bilo ended up standing for the show. And, you know, I hate that, but, you know, I tell them all to get there early.
Well, you do it big down there in Texas, man. We're going to see you in about 4 or 5 short days. Big Brian Dobson putting it on down there. The Ronnie Coleman Classic, the 14th year?
This is our 14th year, correct.
14 years of giving back to the fans of bodybuilding and the Big Nasty 8-time Olympia Hall of Fame bodybuilder. Ronnie Coleman on the comeback trail will be in the house along with Big Branch Warren as a guest poser. Brian, we'll see you down there this Saturday, April the 10th.
Oh, hey, I got your banner in today.
Huh? What was it?
Got your company banner in today. So we
right on, man. We'll be out there representing. That's the Big Generate team, the supplement company, supporting your show. We'll see you this Saturday.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother.
All right, Big Brian Dobson, calling in from Texas, moving from one big man to another. Let's take it out west over here in the desert sun of Phoenix, Arizona. Let's bring on the North America champion and IFBB pro, the Comet, who transplanted himself from Florida all the way out here to Arizona, Marcus Haley. Marcus, welcome to MD Radio.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Marcus, how is the desert sun treating you, man? That's a big, big jump from Florida to here.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. I figured I just needed a change. Really needed to just get myself out of my element and kind of go into a dungeon and try to train here. And I had the opportunity to train with Dennis and Melvin, and it's been pretty good. I'm actually back training with Dennis now, and things have been really, really good. I've been focused pretty much, you know, because I don't really know anybody out here. So
Right. Basically,
it's just home into the gym into Fry's, which is the local grocery store out here.
Well, Marcus, I know you've been, this is one you've been really focusing in on. Like I said, you transplanted yourself from Florida. You dug up everything. You left family and friends and everything you knew to come out here into Arizona where it's hot and there's nothing else to do but eat, sleep, and train and surround yourself with guys. You trained briefly with Melvin Anthony, who went on to win the Phoenix Pro Championships there in February. But you're an interesting read, man. You're a guy that came on. You took the long road over there to get to that North America Championship and get your pro card. Fell upon some tough breaks. You injured yourself. Was that your Achilles that you tore?
The first time it was a compound fracture, tibia-fibia, in my right leg as an amateur. And then this time was actually the quad tendon on the left leg. So, you know, I've had my fair share of setbacks, but, I've been blessed to be able to come back. Bodybuilding has really just been a dream for me, and it's been a great outlet for me, you know, and it's, I've got to do a lot of things through bodybuilding. So, you know, I just don't, you know, I don't have it in me to quit, man.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like now you're kind of coming full circle. You realize that this is, you know, the hourglass is starting to, the sand's ticking out, and it's now a business, and you're trying to capitalize on all those years of investment by getting a little bit more serious, a little bit more focused, and actually realizing what it is you set out to do as a professional bodybuilder, and we're going to find out a little bit more about that right after we take our first commercial break here on MD Radio with the Comet calling in from Phoenix, Arizona on the countdown to the Europa Pro Championships, April the 17th, right back after this commercial break.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from Muscle Mads, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
The Targo S2 is 2.3 times faster through the gut.
Zero bloating.
2 times faster glycemic response.
But no crash.
1.8 times faster insulin response.
Lasting muscle fullness.
1.7 times faster muscle glycogen recovery. University proven Vitargo S2.
What other carbs try to be?
Proof before promises. Vitargo S2. Only from Generate. Pick up Vitargo S2 at GenerateSpeed.com. That's G-E-N-R, the number 8, speed.com. Or find us on the MD Superstore.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys. All right, we are back following our Easter feast and the hangover that followed from all the food, the festival. Family, I hope everybody traveled to and from their destinations and made it home safe. Again, we are following on the heels of the Pro Fitness New York Championships, which took place on April the 3rd out in New York, where we saw Tanji Johnson at a Washington walk-off with the first place award, and Trish Warren out of Texas, Branch Warren's wife, gets second place, and Bethany Wagner walked off with third, all three of which qualify for the Miss Fitness Olympia Championships coming up the last weekend in September in Las Vegas, Nevada. But now on to our featured guest here, Marcus Haley, who's calling in from Phoenix, Arizona, 2 weeks away from the Europa Pro Championships out there in Orlando. And Marcus, you're a guy that typically would, right around now, we'd be seeing pictures all over the internet in a backyard or under some kitchen lighting or whatever. What's going on that makes this year any different than the previous ones?
I'm not too focused on posting pictures and getting feedback. In the past, I've been got a little bit caught up in that, and a lot of it I did it for the fans, stuff like that. But now, I'm just focused on getting the job done, you know, and let my physique speak for itself. And the thing is that I posted pictures online, you know, and you see this certain look that I have, and sometimes, you know, for the most part, I think it's come up to bite me in the butt, because then you see the finished product on stage, and it wasn't the same as people were seeing leading up to the show. So, you know, it's kind of hurt me, you know, and now with my nutritionist now, George Farah, he is very, very, very strict on not posting pictures and keeping kind of like a gag order in effect, which has been cool because it's enabled me pretty much, right now I'm just a robot. I just eat, sleep, and training and really just kind of stay off the boards and stay out of the limelight and kind of the next 2 weeks, you know, everybody will see exactly what the finished product is all about.
Well, Marcus, in the midst of staying low and just doing what I like to term the business of bodybuilding, which basically you bury your head in the sand and you grind out those meals and you catch your cat naps when and where you can and you tear the weights up, you've trained with literally everyone. I mean, you trained with Melvin Anthony and myself and Dennis James, and you caught a workout with Troy Owls while you're out there in Arizona yet?
Not yet. You know, I see him in the gym every once in a while. We talk. I've been over to his nutrition shop and stuff like that, and it's been pretty cool. We all actually hung out in the gym a couple of times, and you know, you just hung out and pal around. So it's been pretty cool. You know, and the thing is, what I'm learning now, just even at this stage of my career, is, you know, I thought that, you know, I understood, you know, the seriousness of the training and the understanding the mental aspect and being so focused, you know, but actually I still didn't have that concept grasped fully. And being down here among a successful pro like Dennis James, you know, he's been real cool and opened up his house and some of his training philosophies and the way he approaches things to me. And, you know, I've been able to actually, you know, feed off of him and him off of me. Whereas when I'm down there in Florida, it's pretty much just me and people were feeding off of me. So I felt like, you know, a lot of times my tank would run empty, you know, a lot of the time. And here, just, you know, I know when I come into the gym here, you know, I got to bring my A game every single time. You know, not having the comforts of friends and stuff like that in Palm Harbor, Florida, where I was at, you know, that whole town, you know, where, no matter where I go, everybody knew me. Well, here, no one knows me. So, you know, I'm totally out of my element. So the only thing I have at the comfort is myself and bodybuilding books, you know, old videos and stuff like that. And it's kind of,
you did have a chance to train with Dexter, did you not? While you were out there, did you train with him a little bit in Jacksonville?
Yep. I'm not training with Dexter too. Yeah.
Did that bring anything to the table for you? Because you're a little bit smaller than Dennis James, a little bit bigger than Dexter if I put you two side by side. But what do you glean from that? What were you able to walk away and take and say, I can use that in my preparation that I didn't know I should have been using before in terms of how you approach your diet or your training? Were there some nuggets that you might have been able to take from Dexter and take from Dennis that you weren't utilizing that actually are key and relevant today for your preparation?
You know, I took a little bit of everything, but Dexter, you know, Dexter is, he's a creature of habit, very consistent with some of his workouts and stuff like that. And I got some of those things from Dexter, you know, and with Dennis, you know, Dennis is very cerebral. He has a very cerebral approach to his workouts, very methodical, a lot of angles. It's not always about the weight, you know, it's about contracting the muscle, mind-muscle connection. And, you know, so some of the times, you know, I can recall training, you know, where we do a movement and, you know, Dennis would start off with, you know, a lighter weight. And I would be like, well, that's kind of light. And I would go to get into the movement and I realized, holy shit, this is kicking my butt.
Right.
You know, and it was all about, it wasn't about the weight. It was about the muscle-mind connection and contraction and performing the reps correctly. And so I've really picked that up. And of course, you know, the way I saw how you prepare some of his food, it's made it a lot easier for me to diet. You know, some of his little tricks of the trade that he showed me. Also some of the posing that he showed me to bring out lines in my physique and be able to showcase what I have. And, you know, he's been really, really open with that. You know, he's really taking pictures from the old pictures that I had and some of the pictures that I take with him, and he's really scrutinized it and broke it down and said, you know, hey, Marcus, listen, pose this way, or, you know, we'll squeeze this way and hold this way. And what I've taken from it is that I've learned that it's not bodybuilding. It's, you have to be able to pose too. It's like having a Ferrari with no keys. What good is it to have a physique if you can't get on stage and turn the ignition and show it?
Right.
And there's been so many times that I've looked and I've gone on stage and said, you know what, I can pose a lot better than that. And sometimes, you know, Sean, you know yourself, because you've been one of the better posers, especially when it comes to mandatories. Mm-hmm. You know, that can be a difference between first, third, and fifth. You know, you can have it, everything there, but if you can't open up and you can't display what you have and you've worked the last 12 weeks for, what good is it?
Right. Well, you're not someone that's going to get criticized for not being able to show your physique. We watched you win the $10,000 Arnold Classic Best Poser Award. I believe you won a couple in your time. And it seemed like you're always striving to show your physique better and better when it comes to performance. What do you need to do now to land yourself in the top three and get yourself back to the Olympia stage where you once were, you know, after you just left Las Vegas to Florida? You got to get back there. What do you got to do to crack the top three in Orlando, physique-wise? Because we know performance-wise, that part, I believe, you've got handled.
Yeah. I have to, you know, what I've realized is that I, because of these misses that I've had, many misses that I've had in the last few shows, I've realized that I've lost a certain amount of confidence, and that I've kind of, I had, one, I got complacent and stepped back and saying, you know what,
well, what's my niche is going to be posing. And I was more emphasis on performing and posing and forgot about displaying my physique and showing the muscle and the contracting and stuff like that. And it was more of a performer. And what's going to separate me now is that what you're going to see is that you're going to see more classical poses, more poses, bodybuilding poses that show the physique that so it can be judged. Now you know, I have a lot more confidence now in what I'm bringing to the stage. You know, the last couple shows, you know, I got up my stage and I just, you know, I didn't feel as confident and it showed. And I used my posing, I guess, to bring recognition to my physique where I need to use my physique to bring recognition to it, if you understand what I'm saying.
Right. How much is your physique weighing now and how much will it be on stage? Do you know?
Right now in the morning, I just got this morning, I was 250.4 pounds.
Showtime, you think you'll be what?
I probably right around 245 maybe. We're pretty dry right now. This is, like I said, without saying too much, I feel like I'm very confident that, I mean, it'll be a good showing for me.
What do you think you worked on the most? I mean, you had pretty much been a year since you're on stage.
Yeah. I brought the leg up. So there's still a little bit of a size difference, but I brought the leg up and I've got another inch on it. And the thing is with that, what everybody saw with that leg is that there was a little bit of instability and I was a little bit of unsureness of myself on stage. And when you have that, people are able to see that and all my energy was focused on keeping people away from that. Well, now I'm confident that my leg is totally fine. There's more separation all the way to my hip in that leg now, so I'm going to be more apt to put that leg out first instead of hiding it now. And I think that gives me more confidence to pose my body in different angles and not worry about trying to hide, you know, that injury or trying to hide things.
Well, what is your immediate goal? Obviously, qualifying top three, possibly getting a pro win out of this, but where do you see yourself in the next couple of years in terms of
my goal? I mean, Sean, I'm a competitive athlete. I'm not coming to any show to place. My goal right now, I'm coming to this show to win. If I was coming into this show to be complacent and place third, and that was my mindset, then I need to sit my ass. Per my friends, I need to sit my ass down right now and take up another sport. Mm-hmm. You know, I come in here to win, and I see, you know, and I like to see myself within the next few years be hitting that, cracking that top seven spot and being top 10 and being competitive in any show that I enter and people having to worry about, you know, damn, Mark isn't going to be in this show. He's going to be tough.
Well, the
I don't want to be a pace car in a race. The last couple shows, I've just been a pace car in a race or the roll credits. You see, oh, yeah, also competed was Marcus Haley.
Well, they don't call you the Comet for nothing. You ain't on the track to set the pace. So with all due respect, we're going to see you in 2 weeks on the stage in Orlando. You're going to travel back across the United States where you just came from not a few short months ago, try to get that first elusive victory, and hopefully it'll be on to the desert again in Las Vegas this September. All the best to you, Marcus.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Marcus Haley calling in from Phoenix, Arizona. Again, the Europa Pro Championships. He's going to have to go through some pretty formidable characters out there. Hidetama Yamaguchi, who's already qualified for the Mr. Olympia, he's going to have to take him out. I don't believe he's beaten Hidetama yet, but if he does, then that's going to set the tone come this Mr. Olympia, and there's going to be some other worthy competitors coming in. Next week we'll have the promoter of the show, Ed Parizo, back with us to get an updated competitors list on that competition as it breaks, with the competitors lining up in the 202 division as well. Coming back after the commercial break, right around the corner, the German giant, coming out of retirement and going into fatherhood, Gunther Schlierkamp, after the break.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric Oxide War is over. MHP introduces InnoBomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Did you experience real workouts and pumps with InnoBomb?
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
For mind-blowing energy coupled with muscle-building nutrients and essential amino acids, Inno Shotgun, the world's most effective pre-workout supplement, will help you pack on slabs of lean muscle tissue faster than a speeding bullet. In a recent university study, Inno Shotgun was discovered and compared to placebo to produce 181% greater lean body mass and over 1,000% increase in bench press strength. Inno Shotgun is the first supplement proven to elevate muscle gene factors needed for growth. Also, VPX offers the best workout supplement, the superlative Inno Synthesize, scientifically formulated to further drive your muscles' anabolic processes after you are done training. NO Synthesize takes nutrient timing to another level. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
The Targo S2 is 2.3 times faster through the gut.
Zero bloating.
2 times faster glycemic response.
But no crash.
1.8 times faster insulin response.
Lasting muscle fullness.
1.7 times faster muscle glycogen recovery. University proven Vitargo S2.
What other carbs try to be?
Proof before promises. Vitargo S2. Only from Generate. Pick up Vitargo S2 at GenerateSpeed.com. That's G-E-N-R, the number 8, speed.com. Or find us on the MD Superstore.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain inspired really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony. It's a movie. And welcome back to MD Radio. We just had the Comet, Marcus Haley, getting ready for the Europa Pro Championships, April the 17th in Orlando, Florida, coming up in 2 short weeks. And, of course, we had show promoter Brian Dobson from Metroflex out there in Texas getting ready for the Ronnie Coleman Classic, 14th annual, this Saturday, April the 10th, where Ronnie Coleman will make an appearance as well. Branch Warren will be the guest poser. But we are changing gears and bringing out of retirement and dusting off the posing trunks a Hollywood star by way of Germany. Let's bring him back out, the big German giant, Günther Schlierkamp. Günther, welcome to MD Radio.
Hey, welcome, Sean Wright.
Am I correct in saying a Hollywood star? Because I imagine the people, at least in Germany, think you're a Hollywood star. What about America?
You know, I wouldn't go that far. You know, I've done a few things, but I don't know about the Hollywood star yet, though.
You've got to credit.
You know, most people still recognize me, obviously, from bodybuilding, and right. You know that's where my roots are. So,
well, at
but you know, here and then, it's a good ad to be on TV, I guess.
40 years old, you decide, my friend.
But, you know, I feel like 30, though. That's the most important. You know how that is. You feel only 35, right?
Well, the amazing thing is I'm watching some of these guys, Tony Freeman going on 44 years old. Of course, Dennis James, Dexter Jackson, Melvin Anthony. I mean, 40 is like the new 35. You're right. It's just a number in terms of how you feel. The question, Günther, because no one's going to really ask you how you feel when you put those posing trunks on again after some years away. The question is, how do you look?
Yeah. You know, Sean, actually, if I wouldn't think I can do it, I wouldn't do it. So the reason why I do it, because I can. And, you know, obviously I'm already pushing it a little hard in the last couple months and weeks. And, actually I put already back on 25 pounds. So I actually was all the way down to 260 and, I'm about 285 now. And, you know, things starting to looking pretty good. So, you know, and so if I, you know, honestly, I mean, you know, if I wouldn't think I can come back and look as good as I was, and if not even better, I wouldn't try to, you know, or it wouldn't even think about it.
Right. You've always been one of the more cerebral bodybuilders out there. Born February 2nd, 1970. Born in Olfen, Germany. Was that the name of it? Olfen?
Olfen, yeah. It's a very small town. Only, I think, 12,000 people live in that little village. So it's, you know.
Well, out of small places come giant things. You're 6'1". In the past, in the old days, you were hovering right around 300. You're almost up to 280-ish. What do you see yourself going, Gunther? I mean, because this isn't something that you just woke up and said, hey, I'm going to jump back on the stage. You're married. You've got a kid on the way. I'm assuming that Hollywood is on the back burner in favor of six meals, seven meals, and a couple hours of workouts a day now. Am I correct?
Yeah, yeah.
And so what do you see coming up in your future? Are you going to get on stage this year?
You know, Sean, I'm right now fighting with that. Actually, I don't know if I'd be back, you know, towards the end of the year or, you know, looking at the next year, Arnold, and, you know, looking for an invitation. That is kind of where I'm right now fighting with myself, you know, what is the next thing to do. But obviously Hollywood is still on my mind. The reason why I do that, to be honest, you know, the most work I got actually when I always was getting ready for shows. And for some reason, you know, it seems like people give you attention. I don't know what it is because you're so determined. You know what I mean? You know what it takes. You know, you need to be on schedule. You need to have your food. You know, you need to do what you need to do. And it feels almost like people notice that. I mean, they all of a sudden, you know, people like looking at you more. They interest more, and you know, I mean, there's a lot. For some reason, I always get them that attention that you also require, you know, from people, you know, who can get you somewhere to the next thing, you know.
Sure.
And for me, it was definitely, you know, also with I did 13 TV commercials in the past. I really did the commercials always, you know, when I was getting ready for shows. I had a good look. I still look pretty athletic. I mean, I'm still big and huge and, you know, and I still, it worked always out, you know. People were like, wow, that was the wow effect, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, Gunther, it stands to reason the Arnold Classic might be the place to, you know, you're such a big guy, it would stand to reason that going back there and getting that invite and competing there, that it might be probably to your favor because you've got so much mass to pack on. That Olympia's coming up. We're probably closer to the five-month mark than the half-a-year mark, and you've got this kid on the way. Are you due in April?
The baby? Yeah. What do you mean, the baby?
What's the due date for the baby?
Oh, the due day is actually June 15th.
Yeah, because once that baby's here, brother.
Yeah, you know. But you see, Sean, for me, that was a part of the reason, too. You know, I wanted to step away. We wanted to have a baby. And, you know, that's kind of a mark on my checklist. I always wanted to do. A very wise man once told me, you know, you have to have the experience of a child because... You know, people say always, you know, they talk about the miracle, and you never understand really what is a miracle when you just start seeing, when you go to the first doctor appointment and you see the ultrasound and you see the little heartbeat. I said, oh, my God, dude, it's crazy. I mean, it's like almost tear-dropping, you know, because you don't expect that. It kind of hits you unexpected, you know.
Well, I would imagine kind of unexpected. We'll go back in time. In 2002, kind of unexpected, you upset the reigning Mr. Olympia, Ronnie Coleman, right after he had won the Arnold Classic Championship previously in that year. So that had to be one of the highlights of your career.
Oh, yeah, that was my, you know, being on that stage, it was, you know, I placed fifth that year at the Mr. Olympia.
Right.
And I know I beat Ronnie, you know, 3 weeks later, but still, that moment on that stage when the crowd, got up on their feet and made all that noise and stuff. You know, that is still for me the most rememberable point in my bodybuilding career, even now next to winning the Mr. Universe, you know, in front of thousands of people and stuff. This was really, in my opinion, the highlight of my career, actually being at that Mr. Olympia. And, you know, actually, that, in my opinion, it almost meant to me more because it was really the crowd who was 100% behind me at the Mr. Olympia. And, you know, even though I beat Ronnie 3 weeks later, but obviously the audience, it was a new show. There weren't that many people, but if you have 6,000 people at the Mr. Olympia standing up and giving you a standing ovation, dude, that is just, you know, it's just good. You could just get goosebumps.
Right. Well, I was there at the GNC show in Louisiana, and it seemed like after you were crowned the victor with Ronnie Coleman wondering what the hell happened, guy hands you the trophy, the check, and here you got Kevin Lavroni on your lap. What the hell? Kevin came flying out of nowhere, and the next thing, what was going on with that moment? I mean, that was huge.
Yeah, you know, Kevin, I mean, you know, Kevin, I don't know, he was just, he just loved it. I didn't even know where that came from. He was just, you know, I don't know, you know Kevin, I mean, he had tried for many years. He was a lot of times runner-up, like you were, and, you know, finally, you know, he felt like he could not beat Ronnie, and finally Ronnie got beat. I mean, I don't know if it was for him like competitive or things like that, but I think, you know, I was kind of an underdog, and maybe he liked for me the underdog position and actually, you know, beating the king. So,
yeah, I mean,
you know,
to put it in perspective, Gunther, I think what it was from where I was at with Kevin is that we both went our entire careers and we never saw anyone ever beat Mr. Olympia, and there we were in living color watching you do it. It was a historic moment for both of us, but also the industry, because it had not been done again until Jay Cutler upset Ronnie at the Olympia to win his first championship. So it was huge during that time.
Yeah, it was. It was, actually. It was unexpected, yeah, like
well,
you said.
In 2006, you walked away. You were 10th place in the Olympia, kind of came full circle, went on into Hollywood, you made a few films, you found your wife there in 2007, you got married, she's pregnant with your kid. It seems like, you know, you've been to the mountaintop where very few people have gone, and you've managed to keep everything in perspective and keep your health and keep your look, and now you're going to come back. In a short minute or so, tell me how you see this episode or this next chapter wrapping up after you've gone on to bodybuilding, your baby's here, and, you know, you got back on stage. What's left for you to accomplish?
You know, Sean, for me, first of all, you know, I like I said earlier, now I want to come back because I can, and I think I still have a few years left, you know, to be actually a good athlete, and I kind of want to use it. I miss the competitive side of it, and but also I you know, work with some people who want to push on the same time my other career and to try to get me in front of the right people. And I hope that, you know, it can, you know, create a look that people finally like. And then maybe there's, you know, some movies, maybe sooner or later, need a big guy again, you know. I hear many times people always tell me, oh, you know, you need to be smaller when you do acting. And I said, you know, but here's the deal. If I get smaller, yeah, you know, I have a decent look, but Hollywood had there 2 million people. They're all good-looking models, want to be actors, and they all fit.
Right.
So then I'm one of 2 million. If there comes a part, who where actually is the looks and a big guy required, you know, I don't know. I might have a better chance to be actually, you know, more typecast and go for these roles. But I definitely, you know, obviously looking always to you know, go towards Hollywood too and do some more acting, and I just signed with a new agent too, and so things looking good, and you know, I keep just pushing, man, just pushing.
Well, Gunther, welcome back. Say hello to the fitness wife. You married Kim Lyons, former IFBB competitor.
Yeah, I will.
The kid's name, you're going to call him?
Jake.
We're going to look for Jake's arrival in June. Come back to MD Radio, break the news, post some pictures. We're going to follow your career there, Gunther, and look forward to seeing you back on stage. Let us know when that's going to happen. We'll bring you back on. Love to talk to you.
All right, man. Thanks.
All
man.
Right.
Appreciate it, Sean.
Gunther Schlierkamp, the German giant. We're going to come back with Kevin Lavrone, the Maryland Muscle Machine, and find out what it was like jumping into the arms of the 300-pound behemoth that upset Ronnie Coleman years ago. out there in Louisiana. Right back after this break. Kevin Lavrone.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
To be the best, you must fuel your body with only the best. That's why Thermolife is committed to developing boldly innovated formulas, purity tested against the only true standards in the industry today. In an industry full of hype and contaminated products, why take a risk? Use Thermolife, pure scientific innovation for pure mass, pure power, and purest results ever. Thermolife is redefining the purity standards in the industry today to help hardcore athletes like you achieve your best. Live Thermolife today and learn more about how Thermolife quality control standards are changing the industry at Thermolife.com. Come learn about our new patent-pending creatine nitrate in C-Ball, our industry's most innovative and powerful natural testosterone booster, T-Ball, the non-hormonal powerhouse E-Ball, and the best-tasting protein ever, Vasolate, the only protein in the world fortified with leucine nitrate. You can get information on our other products and learn about the soon-to-be-released groundbreaking Pump Ball. That's www.thermolife.com for the highest quality, most effective products ever made.
Do you want cutting-edge products that are scientifically formulated and tested in the best laboratories in the world? VPX Sports, founded by supplement guru Jack Owok, renowned for creating the most effective and innovative supplement formulations in the industry today, where other companies fall short. VPX has excelled by bringing the latest scientific information into the research and development laboratories at VPX and translated into products that are used by fitness enthusiasts and recreational bodybuilders all the way to the highest levels of professional athletics. VPX pushes the envelope, redefines superlative products, and delivers on its promise to produce the highest grade sports nutrition supplements in existence. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
For the No Bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Is the next generation mass gainer that's infused with 12 key NO shotgun ingredients that have been proven to ignite muscle growth by increasing muscle DNA by 149% and increase bench press 1,108% and leg press by 55%. VPX's stealth is the superior muscle mass builder that is perfect to lay down slabs of mind-blowing mass. In the old school days, the weight gainer with the most calories won the mass war, but made people look and feel like trash. VPX stealth has changed the rules of rapid
rapid muscular weight gain by adding the world's most powerful nutrient partitioning agents. Agents so powerful that they were proven to alter muscle gene proteins with just 1 ounce of NO Shotgun per day. If just 1 ounce of NO Shotgun a day increased lean muscle mass by 5.5 pounds, imagine what 10 ounces of stout can do. For more information, go to bpxsports.com. That's bpxsports.com.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys. The Maryland Muscle Machine and the Hollywood sometime actor. We're going to bring him on. The Hall of Fame former IFBB Pro Champion, Big Kevin Lavroni. Kevin, welcome back to MD Radio.
Sean, thanks for having me back, man. And before we get started, bro, I just want to say it was great going in the trenches. Big shout out to MD, Steve Blackman, and certainly you, man, being there brought back a lot of great memories in the gym, man. So
yeah, right thanks, on, man. It was bro. Nice being out there in Costa Mesa. Great day training at Troy Zuccolato's Club Z, who bought the former Metrex gym where I actually trained there my last year, Kevin. I put up a post a week ago Monday, March 29th, and you've had 6,028 people come in there to talk about you on In the Trenches. You still have a humongous fan following. People want to know, is Kevin coming back? What's going on? They saw that we were going to do this training thing. Just give them a little snippet of what's going to happen, because I sent the tape to Robbie over there in New York. He's got to get it all together. But give them a snippet of what happened.
Well, first of all, I mean, you know, you called me up. MD called me up and was like, you know, I thought it was awesome. You called me up and said, hey, Kev, what about In the Trenches? And, you know, I'm all for the training, man. You know, especially over at Club Z. Going there brought back so many memories because we did a lot of photo shoots there with Chris Lund, a lot of Flex Magazine. I mean, not Flex Magazine, but a lot of good photo shoots were done over there with Chris Lund and a lot of great other photographers. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, awesome going back there, man. But more than anything, Sean, where I'm at right now was, you know, I started Lavroni Report about a year ago. Just start off a little simple blog, grown into a nice, you know, community. A lot of people go there for information. They're like, Kev, are you coming back? Are you coming back? Are you going to walk on stage? No, I'm not going to walk on stage. you know, let's get rid of that right now. Okay. I love training, man, you know, but more than anything, Sean, where I'm at right now is, like, you know, about 218 pounds. I told you that when we were in Club Z. And, you know, now is the opportunity for me to take advantage of not being so big and massive. Nothing's wrong with that, but there's no point in me being like that if I'm not walking on a Mr. Olympia stage and competing. So
right.
I want to be my best. Possibly that I could be at 220 pounds. I want to be able to run. I want to be able to run around with my son. I want to be able to, you know, just be a moving athlete. So
one of the times, Kevin, that we saw you at your best, one of the last times was in one of the last times we saw you at your best as a bodybuilder was in 2002. You got second to Ronnie Coleman. Our last guest that was just on before the commercial break, Gunther Schlierkamp, was fifth place. And 3 weeks later, he upset Ronnie Coleman in Louisiana, and I was there with you, sitting there watching that show. You could have been on stage, and instead it was Gunther that upset Ronnie there. You went up, you jumped up on him, and you were going nuts. He wanted to know, what was the excitement about? Was it the frustration of never having the chance to actually beat Ronnie, or the fact that you actually saw Ronnie get beat by someone?
Well, it was like, you know, Ronnie was Mr. Olympia, and, you know, we've chased Dorian Yates our whole career. You were on stage with Haney. But you know, it's like, you know, during that era, something like, you know, Mr. Olympia, this guy never would be defeated on the Mr. Olympia stage. So that night, man, I was just so happy that, you know, the best guy won, and the best guy was Gunther. He beat Ronnie Coleman, and it was just almost like a changing of the guards or something. You know, the sport at that moment, I think at that moment, something had happened to where it's like, you know, you saw progress in the sport. So, you know, to everyone who was at that show and the whole world, we witnessed that Mr. Olympia can be beat, you know, not only on the Mr. Olympia stage. Nowadays, we know that Mr. Olympia can be beat on that stage, but even then, it was just something nice to see, Sean, the sport progressing and moving forward and giving it to whoever deserved, you know, to win the show. So.
And it has. We've got two Mr. Olympias to show for it in the form of Dexter Jackson and the reigning champion three times, Jay Cutler, since Ronnie Coleman has relinquished that title. Really quick, in our last minute, Kevin, Kevin LaRose, the nutrition line, what's going on? Anything?
Well, where I'm at, Sean, is, you know, again, man, going back to, you know, a lot of things have happened since I started my blog, the LaRonan Report. You know, my fans wanted me to get out there and start it. You know, what is Kevin up to? So I decided to train. But what I did, man, was during this process, I said, I'm in my 40s, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I needed some help as far as, you know, assistance. You know, what do you take?
Right.
So my experiences in taking everything out there for 18 to 19 years, I said, you know what? It's time for me. A bell rung. I said, it's time for me to come up with my own custom blend.
Right.
So I put some compounds together, and I said, you know what? Let me try this out. Let me see if it works. So I tried out, see if it works. Let me try it. So, back and forth with switching and changing. And that's where I'm at. I mean, it just developed into – now I have a product that, you know, I call the Lavroni formula. It's an own custom blend. It was something small that I decided to do for myself. But it's like, you know, people saying, hey, what is it? Give it to us. What is it? So they're like pulling it out of me. So I'm going to make it available to whoever want it, you know, real soon, man.
All right, man. We'll come back. Let us know when we can get that product. We're coming to a close of episode 56. I'm glad you had a safe trip back there to Maryland. We'll look forward to seeing that in the trenches in the short coming weeks. I know Robbie's got it, so let's put some pressure on him to get that out. And on behalf of Steve Bleck, thank you for doing that for us. You got a lot of fans over here.
Thanks, man. That's what's up, man. I want to say to everyone on MD out there, all the fans, thanks for the support. Thanks for all the love. And, you know, it's awesome, Sean. And thanks to Steve Bleck, man. What you guys are doing is some big things out there, baby. So,
all right. We got that special featured close-up interview with Kevin Lavroni that same day as the trenches. We're going to run that live on the MD board as soon as we get that up and running. Thank you, Kevin Lavroni, Gunther Schlierkamp, Brian Dobson, Gary Unit, and Marcus Haley for episode number 56 here at MD Radio. We will catch you next week right after I get back from the Ronnie Coleman Classic in Mesquite, Texas. Sean Ray, you're not. Eardrum like a slug to your chest, like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass him be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens, lean mean money making machines. You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.